This is Beyond Basketball, where we go behind the scenes of Calgary's newest pro sports team, the Calgary Surge. I'm Sarah Palmer.
And I'm Nash Hanna.
And in this episode, Sneakers in the City, we will be looking into the Surge's funding of the Triple Courts and their efforts in providing an outlet where lightly used sneakers can be donated and rehabilitated, promoting equal opportunity in sport while encouraging art and culture in basketball.
Now, these guys aren't just scoring points on the court. They're making strides off the hardwood, too, funding the construction of not one, not two, but three courts in the downtown heart of Calgary's Century Gardens Park. A game changer for local ballers, the Triple Courts have created a space where skills are practiced and dreams are made.
Putting their money where the three-point line is, the Surge aren't just about making plays, but rather making a real difference in the Calgary community. Originally developed in 1975 to celebrate the city's centennial, Century Gardens needed some serious redevelopment when a lot of the park's components became outdated. Giving a grand sum of $300,000 for the construction of the new Triple Courts, the Surge saw that the courts could be used by ballers from all walks of life. Senior Vice President of the team, Brittany Easton, sees that basketball is more than just a game. It's a ticket to a world of possibilities. So would you mind just introducing yourself and your role in regard to the Surge?
Yeah, my name is Brittany Easton. I'm the Senior Vice President with Calgary Surge. My main role is just supporting and looking after our front office team.
Just on the Triple Courts, could you describe the Century Gardens courts to me, like the environment?
You know, it's funny. I actually drove past Century Gardens yesterday and, you know, it was cold and snowy, and I just happen to be in that part of town, and I look at the court and there's still, you know, 10-12 people out there playing basketball, which is phenomenal to see. So the Century Garden courts, they were built just towards the end of our season. So I believe it was September. I forget the actual day, but we went out there for the unveiling. We brought Sergio, we brought our team, and our whole basketball team was still in town. So, you know, they were there and able to speak on it and able to actually play like one-on-one with some of the kids, which was really, really cool to see. But I think the biggest impact that it has is, you know, the area that it's in is interesting. It's, you know, it's not your your Ritz-Carlton area of the city. So I think, you know, being able to put something so constructive in a place that, you know, is harboring a little bit of, you know, a little bit of crime, a little bit of, you know, things that you typically don't want to take your kids to see and interact with. And it's done a phenomenal job at transforming that into sport and community. And, you know, if I can drive by there when the snow's flying, if people are still out playing ball, I think it's serving a really great purpose.
Yeah. And you briefly touched on just kind of what the neighboring neighborhoods and communities is like in terms of it maybe being unsafe and, you know, like you said, a little bit unsavory in a sense. What about that specific community? Say it could have been, the Surge could have funded any community in Calgary per se. What about that specific community kind of warranted your funding?
It's a really great question. I think when you start to peel back the layers of the basketball community, and I just rewind a bit back to our home team tour. So before we'd ever played a game, you know, back when we were a concept, we'd launch to the public, but there was, you know, no games to follow. We committed to doing a tour in all four quadrants of the city. And we learned so many things during this tour that I think were just not public knowledge and not talked about enough. Kids deserve to play, you know, and then you've got, you know, places that they're playing where there's exposed wires on the roof and, you know, what's the point of us building a court in a, you know, a neighborhood where those courts are going in no matter what. You know, you see the newer communities and they're getting the little half courts. And, you know, my community just had a half court go in. It's not as meaningful to go do it there. You know, we want to expose these things that are happening that people aren't talking about. So, you know, putting a court there and watching the change and the amazing things that have come for that, for children, for families, you know, that's the story that I want to be able to talk about. And I think that's why the positioning is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And who do you guys see using the court most? Like, what age groups? What kind of people?
You know, it's so funny. There isn't one. You have the, you know, you have the toddler out there pushing a basketball that you kind of have to pull away because, you know, the competition can get fierce, all the way up to like grandmas and grandpas that have come and brought their grandchildren. So and I think that's the power of sport. You know, it unites us all. And I think the really cool thing about basketball is it's one of those sports where you need a pair of sneakers and you need a net. You know, you need a hoop. You know, some of these hoops don't even have nets, and that's a whole story for another day that we need to tackle. But you don't need a lot of equipment for it. So, yeah, I think just being able to see that happen in the community and families be able to go and hang out, it's super special.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so what does offering a place of community to come together and be together, what does that mean to the Surge?
It's everything to us. I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our community. They've come to our games. They rallied around us. They, you know, we set a few records, and we had a record number of season ticket holders before we ever played a game. And I think it speaks to a lot of things. I think it speaks to, you know, we can go all the way back to the 88s and the 60s. There was so much want for that from the community, but there wasn't necessarily the league behind it that could carry it through, you know, that platform like the CEBL that we have. You know, now that league is here, and you know, honestly, it was probably late, but it was truthfully, it was ours to mess up. The community has just welcomed us with open arms.
And then just on the Sneaker Project now, what inspired the creation of the Sneaker Project?
So going back to that, again, when I was talking about, you know, kids that didn't want to play basketball because they were getting made fun of, and I'm a mom, and I can tell you if that ever happened to my kid, you know, there would be hell to pay. Like, I don't think it's okay that kids don't go to sport because they don't have the right equipment. Do you think it's okay?
No, absolutely not.
Hell no. We need to change that. So we partnered with Status, YYC. So if you've never heard of them, they are a super cool sneaker shop located in the Kensington area of Calgary, and YYC Soldiers. And the reason that we strategically aligned with them is, you know, not reinventing the wheel. They're in that sneaker community. They're kind of in the culture, in the arts. And, you know, we're starting to explore this together. And we thought, how cool would it be to go to the Walmarts or to go to, you know, entry level, you know, sneakers that do the job and work just as well as any other shoe, purchase them, and let's put a call to action out to the arts community. Let's see what we get and let's see what happens. Well, fast forward a couple of weeks later, we had phenomenal artists. And if you want more information on our artists, they're linked to our Instagram page. We did a feature on every single one of them. But we had artists from the, you know, the graffiti community, sort of all the way up to this, you know, high-end, you know, arts culture. And they all came together and they were like, yeah, I want to do this. Like, yeah, I want, you know, to show kids that like there is no, like, forget the stigma. Like, you can play. There's no making fun of anybody here. And, you know, our players got involved, and our players, you know, it was so cool to hear from them, and even stories that I didn't know, you know, barriers that they had in entry to sport. And, you know, we have some of our players talking about, yeah, like, you know, I got made fun of on the courts, but like, look at me now. You know, I think that's the ultimate, like, you know, these Walmart shoes got me here, you know. So basically, in a nutshell, that's what this whole initiative is for. It's taking away the stigma, taking away the barriers, and, you know, just giving those kids the tools and the confidence they need to get into sport and accomplish anything they want to do in life.
How have you guys kind of seen the Sneaker Project specific to the Surge encourage arts and culture in basketball?
I think it's been tremendous, but I will kind of caveat that with saying, I think we've, you know, kind of opened the lid on this can. I don't think we're there yet. You know, I think it's us being able to provide that platform that kids can go on and, you know, see their favorite player, you know, who they just high-fived after the win last night, talk about, you know, how you don't need these Jordans to play, or you don't, like, these barriers, we're breaking them down. And I think that's something pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely. And then would you mind just explaining the donation process to me in regard to the sneaker project?
So we have a few different channels that we're working through right now. But in a nutshell, we're working with Kids Sport. And the donation process, so there's a lot of different ways. We've got corporate sponsorship donations, Status and YYC Soldiers, and the charities that we're working with there. We also have at all of our games, you know, we've got a bin where you can donate gently used sneakers. So there's giving back in that way as well. So there's many different funnels, if you will, to this that are going back into the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then specific to YYC Soldiers, we are speaking with Albert Miles soon. So specific to them, what was the relationship between the Surge and YYC Soldiers in executing the project?
They were a phenomenal partner, along with Status. They, they already had the, if you will, the keys to a community that, sure, we could have gotten in there, but those things take time. So being able to partner with someone that's already so passionate and so accessible in that landscape, that was huge for us. Mm-hmm. And they were able to give us, you know, insights and learnings that probably could have taken us months or maybe even years to know. So I think being able to partner with them took a project that maybe could have taken a year to take off, 2 years to take off, we're not, you know, not too sure, and able to, like, you know, boom, we hit the ground running, we had the platform, we had the resources, and we were able to do this on a much faster scale than if we were just, you know, trying to go at it alone.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And then will the Surge be continuing the sneaker project in the future, or is that...
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, we're just getting started. You know, we've got year one in the books. Yeah, it's only up for here, and it's just going to be taking these projects and just continuing to build on them, continuing to, you know, make our commitment to every quadrant of the city, every community in the city, where, you know, the listening tour didn't just stop during launch. It continues on. It's something we're always doing. We're always asking. We're always, you know, educating ourselves and then turning that around and using our platform to be able to educate, you know, everybody else in the city around us and truthfully, league-wide, you know, sky's the limit.
That was Calgary Surge Senior Vice President Brittany Easton.
Making sure that everyone, regardless of their financial status or living situation, has a shot at perfecting their free throws was the Surge's value in funding the triple courts. Turning dreams into reality, one dribble at a time. I'm Sarah Palmer.
And I'm Nash Hanna.
And you're listening to Surge in the City, Beyond Basketball.
Teaming up with the YYC Soldiers, the Sneaker Project took affordable kicks and handed them over to local artists to work their magic. These artsy shoes were donated to low-income ballers at Surge Games, or auctioned off to anyone who wanted to get their hands on them. Where hip-hop and streetwear fashion exists, basketball culture thrives. For a lot of enthusiastic players, the social concept of owning the freshest high tops is near impossible. Because of this, the YYC Soldiers organization are not just about the game, but rather stepping up for the community. Born and raised in Calgary, creator of YYC Soldiers Albert Mejia is an ambassador for street culture. I met with Albert on site at Momentum Clothing, a downtown boutique in association with the YYC Soldiers.
So YYC Soldiers started off as a Facebook group. It was just a place for people around Calgary to connect over sneakers. The way I kind of went about it was I knew people that were in the south of Calgary. I knew people in the north of Calgary that were all interested in sneakers and always kind of like asking me if I knew someone that had a certain pair.
How did Soldiers get involved with the Calgary Surge? What's that story?
That's a good question. I think they, like, with Jason himself, he kind of just saw the work that we were doing in the community. So we're a buy-sell-trade community. We're all about just kind of sharing our love for streetwear and for sneakers. It was all about community. It was all about just sharing our passion and love for sneakers and streetwear. And then, it just grew.
When you are contacted by the Surge, and that's Jason Ribeiro you were referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're kind of telling you, did they pitch you, like, the sneaker program, we want you to be involved in this specifically, or?
When the Surge kind of approached us about it, we didn't really know exactly what we were going into. And I think it was the same thing with the Calgary Surge, because as much as we've been in the community and the Surge are just starting out, we were just kind of getting our feet wet trying to figure out what we can do. But when they did mention working with kids sport and the things that we're going to do for the community, we were 100% involved with that, because it's about the future generation and how can we preserve that. And for myself, and I know for Adam, when we got into sneakers, it was because of basketball. And in my opinion, when it comes to sport, basketball is almost the cheapest sport that you can get into, because all you really need is a pair of shoes and a basketball and you can play ball outside, right? So for us, that was, you know, when they mentioned it to us, when they told us that there's a lot of kids that are, you know, like, their families can't really afford it. Like, we knew what that was like, because basketball shoes are not cheap. And especially for a decent pair, it's not, you know, it's not going to be always easy to get. And for some of the families that can't afford it, you know, how can kids still be involved with basketball but still feel good about themselves? So when they kind of came up with the plan of working with kids sport, you know, we were already 100%, like, we wanted to be involved because we just wanted to help the kids out. But also when they started sharing the program about the custom sneakers and how, you know, we can take a pair of Walmart shoes and paint them so they look cool, and if a kid gets a pair of them, they can be happy about it. And it's just like, yeah, these shoes are from Walmart, but, like, these are one of one. Like, nobody else is going to have this pair of shoes. And if you see me on the court or on the street with them, like, this is, nobody else has them, right? So that was kind of the cool thing that kind of hooked us in. Besides the kids' sport and just the plan that they had with the artists, and, you know, we got to work with people locally.
So, like, the opportunity to really make an impact on the youth, an opportunity to, like, kind of work to benefit, you know, the younger generations, that was really big for you guys. You've obviously been around in, like, sneaker culture, and especially in Calgary, for a long time. What unique kind of impact or impacts have you seen on the sneaker community from there being a basketball team here? Like, for the longest time, Calgary didn't have one. Like, how has that kind of changed the scene?
So I had the privilege of shooting a lot of the on-court sneakers throughout the season. I was at every game taking photos of sneakers, and the one thing that I did notice is from the very first game, you know, I saw a couple sneakers here and there from the players and from the people that were at the games, but as time progressed, the longer the season went, I started noticing people were coming in with, like, their freshest kicks and, like, their cool outfits, because I think they were all like, okay, if I wear a cool pair of shoes, I could either get featured on YYC Soldiers, on Calgary Surge, or even on the Foot Locker Instagram page. So I started noticing, even the players and the players that would come visit our city for their games, I started noticing that they were all starting to wear, like, nice shoes, or they were cleaning them up, or just everyone that came, everyone started rocking a nice pair of shoes. By the end of the season, there were so many pairs of sneakers I was taking photos and videos of. It was like I couldn't get everyone because it's just so much. Yeah, it was like, you don't really get that in a sports atmosphere. You know, when you see basketball players, especially in the NBA, it's mostly those guys or the celebrities that are at the game. But, you know, for the everyday person, if you get stopped and it's like, you got a nice pair of shoes, can I take a photo of it? You know, it makes you feel some type of way. So yeah, I felt like with all the Calgary Surge games, it was a place for everyone to come dressed, and everyone came correct. And the city really showed what sneakers they have. And in my opinion, in the whole CBL league, I think Calgary takes a top spot for the best sneakers in the whole league.
What future do you hope YYC Soldiers and the Calgary Surge have together, or how do you see it going?
The future that I see with the two of us, I honestly just want to see it grow, you know, like, from the spectators that come to the games and them rocking some cool sneakers, all the way to, you know, if we can get 100 pairs of sneakers donated in a season, and, you know, we get to see 100 kids rocking these sneakers on the court, or, you know, being able to play basketball, to us, I think that goes a long way. At the end of the day, like I said, it's all about the kids that are going to be involved with this. And, you know, for every family or for every kid that gets a pair of shoes, at the end of the day, that's all that we care about. Because like I said, we started off playing basketball, and you know, we understand that it's not always cheap to get a pair of shoes, and sometimes, you know, if you don't get the Jordans or the Nikes, you know, a lot of these kids might get clowned, but that kid could be the next Michael Jordan, and he just needs that push. And I think with the Calgary Surge and YYC Soldiers, and even with Status, because Status is involved with this, I think with the three of us putting things together for the city, I think it's huge just to give kids the outlet and give them that opportunity that basketball is your gateway to bigger things in life, whether you pursue it in the future or whether you just learn, you know, how to deal in a team atmosphere, or, you know, you learn about the Mamba mentality, you understand what it's like to really work and strive for something. At the end of the day, that's all we care about. And that's what we want to see, is just the future generation just pursuing what they want to do.
That was Albert Mejia, co-founder of the YYC Soldiers.
Working with the YYC Soldiers, artist Eli Falls understands that his painting efforts during the sneaker project contributed to uplifting Calgary's athletic community.
I called up Eli to see what he thinks about his contributions to the sneaker project. So when did you start doing art?
I always enjoyed kind of doodling, painting, that sort of thing, but I started customizing sneakers in 2012 is when I kind of started exploring in that world.
Mm-hmm.
Started off like drawing on a pair of used shoes I got at the thrift store with Sharpies, and then kind of went and got some cheap paints from the dollar store, and then, you know, eventually worked my way up to kind of the professional leather paints.
And so how did you find out about YYC Soldiers and the sneaker project that they were enduring with the Calgary Surge?
The Soldiers, I've been a part of the Facebook group online since about 2012. Mm-hmm. I think it was when I originally joined the group, there was about 200 members.
How do you feel that you've, just in terms of the donation process specifically and the Surge working with kids sports and such like that, how do you feel you've helped uplift kids who are interested in basketball but can't necessarily afford maybe the status quo equipment of sneakers?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was one of the kind of the main ideas behind the project we did with the Surge, was to show that, you know, you don't necessarily have to go in and buy the most expensive sneakers. Shoes that are pretty readily available, the end ones we were working on, can be purchased at Walmart for $30-odd a pair. You know, as long as you're happy with it, if you feel good about what you're wearing, I mean, that's kind of the big part. And we just wanted to showcase that, you know, adding your own little flavor through the customization process can be a cool way of doing that without really breaking the bank.
Can you explain the customization process to me a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So in this case, we were given pretty much free rein from the Surge and just kind of said, we would like you to pick a theme and go to town. So that's usually kind of the first step, is deciding the color scheme, what the overall theme is going to be. And then it goes into a design process. So some people like to do that through like Photoshop, not super computer savvy. So I usually just go like a pen and paper and like pencil sketch it out.
How do you feel that you've maybe had a hand in uplifting community in a way?
Like you said, like at the Surge from their inception, one of their major focuses was community. Mm-hmm. So it was a natural partnership with us at YYC Soldiers, because that's always been our kind of main goal as well, is we want to provide a community and a space for people who are interested in sneakers or want to be interested and want to get into collecting. And so that's always been our kind of chief goal, is creating a community where people can come and learn and feel safe and that sort of thing. So it was definitely kind of a no-brainer partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having kind of a hand in with the YYC Soldiers and also the customs, that was a cool in there where I could lend some of my skills and talents to kind of help push this project forward. And we got to involve some incredibly talented community members as well, some Calgarians that, you know, got to try their hand at customizing for the first time. And we got some really, really cool sneakers out of it. But, you know, all that money is going to go to kids sports. And like you said, that's kind of the main goal of the project. So yeah, it was very cool to be a part of, for sure.
Being a group of sneakerheads sharing their love for style, the organization sees how sneaker fashion intertwines with athletic identity.
As we wrap up the episode, we see how the team's funding towards the construction of the Century Garden Triple Courts has provided the public an opportunity to appreciate and practice the sport, whether young and old, professional or amateur. giving the YYC soldiers a platform to share their passion for streetwear culture and sport. The Sneaker Project seeks to dispel stereotypes while encouraging art and basketball. And that's it for this episode of Surge in the City. Thanks for listening. We're Sarah Palmer
and Nash Hanna,
giving a special thanks to our producers and teams for producing this episode. This series is in collaboration between the Calgary Surge and the Community Podcast Initiative based out of Mount Royal University. It was produced on Treaty 7 territory, and we recognize the stewards and storytellers of these lands, Niitsitapi, Iyahe Nakoda, Sutina, and Métis people.
We are grateful to create, learn, and play here. And, as storytellers ourselves, we are committed to listening to their expertise and continuing to learn as we work towards reconciliation. Follow The Surge and their new season at calgarysurge.ca and at Calgary Surge on social media. Learn more about the Community Podcast Initiative at thepodcaststudio.ca and at Community Pod YYC. Be sure to subscribe for the latest episodes and find out where in the city The Surge will be next.